Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Yeah, we're here. It's the Blathering. I think this is officially like episode 86, 7, 88, 90. It's episode 84. It's episode 90. It's the Blathering Live here at a Wednesday. I'm Ken Napsok. Thanks for joining me here as we continue to prove things slowly. I only remember what I need for this show 2 minutes before I sit down in this chair. I've been writing all day up to about 8:50 or 4:52. 8:52 if you're over the Atlantic Ocean. And I needed to charge that light. I needed to get the phone number out there. It's all out there, though. It's all out there. People are checking in. Dylan Barry's here. Michael McCarcel's here. We call him Detective McCarcel. David McKay's here, a.k.a. Channel 19. Kingsport Cal is already asking about the phone number. It is up. Joseph Thomas is here, one of the more respectable members of this community. You're all scoundrels, but Joseph is polite. He says, evening, Ken, and I enjoy that. Enjoy Joseph a lot. Lauren Romo's here. Troy, who was our first caller on the show Monday night. Josh Bernard is here as well. Laser Bolted Ghost, of course. And Troy says, yeah, it's in the Discord under General. But also, it should be in the blathering section on the Discord as well. That's for Patreon supporters. And then it should be up as a post for members. All right? So if that number went out to the public, that's on me. That's on me. It should just be for channel members only. It's not just pay to play. It's just I want to trust you a little bit. If you're invested in me, I'll invest in you. But speaking of investing, we don't do this show sober because Lauren Romo's already threatening to call in as she is in chat. I need some of my Dragonberry rum. Big news, I did not win the lottery last night. Every once in a while, I play. All right? Some Mega Millions, some Powerball. It's kind of like the slot machines when I go to Vegas. I love them. I do not think I'm going to win, but as I said on this show before, I won time at the Wheel of Fortune slots. Think of the Aria Casino and Hotel. I won like $450 in one sitting. And a couple weeks ago, I won $10 on Mega Millions. Didn't win the millions. I'm not going for the millions either. The millions would be nice. What are you going to do with $450 million? We talked about this on Saturday when I was on the Certain Point of View Happy Hour show with Jillian and Molly, along with Alex. Alden and I were over there. And we kind of talked about what I would do. I have a plan in place if I win all that money. But I'm not going for that. I'm going for the second and third and fourth tier winnings. I used to never play the lottery because, number one, I think I was raised to believe it was a sin. We shall not gamble. It was a sin, if you believe that, I don't have any problems with you believing that. Do your own soul, all right? But I just avoided it. And then one day, watch, a guard comes into my office. This is when I was the director of security at the farmer's market. He was all happy, graveyard guy, and before he signed out on a shift, he bought a lottery ticket. He won like $12,000 or something like that. Right, I was staring at it. I was like, I didn't know that was possible. Think of all I could do with that money. If it's a sin, I'll use it to buy some redemption. So, every once in a while, I play. So, tonight when the phone calls open, Kink's workout system going out. When the phone calls are open, you get to ask. You get to ask questions. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, it's live. Don't be stupid. My finger will be hovering over the hang-up button, all right? Don't be foolish. Use your time wisely. Get in, get out. This is like an AM radio talk show. You talk, you ask, I'll try to answer. But as always, we do want to say that if you have a question, post it in chat. I love this has evolved from a Q&A show to me just hanging out with some fine folks and answering questions to a little bit more. But if you got a question, I want to answer it. And, you know, I always say this, super chats do help. Super chats do make me smile. But also, even if I don't want to answer your question, if legally I cannot answer your question, I will at least acknowledge it if it comes in the form of super chat. That's my guarantee to you. But that's about it. The show isn't completely run on super chats and super thanks and all that kind of stuff. It's run on you hanging out with me. All right? So I might be going to hell, Kingsport Cow, but at least you're all coming with me. All right? So that's kind of where we're at. I sometimes, though, feel as though I get caught up in the potential joy of winning the lottery too much. Not to the point where I, like, don't make smart financial decisions because, well, don't worry, next week I'm going to win the lottery. But sometimes I've daydreamed about it so much that I just kind of forget it's not going to happen. I was looking on Zillow. Here's what I was going to do. There's a neighborhood in Southern California here in the greater L.A. area that I really like. I've never lived in it. I've lived adjacent to it. And I thought, you know, I have a friend who lives over there in that neighborhood, and it's a great neighborhood. And it's got a lot of rich houses, big houses. It's got some, you know, famous people living around there. And I thought, you know, if I hit the lottery this week, because I was up for, I think it was like a $400 million win this week. I went on Zillow and I looked for the amount of houses for sale in that neighborhood at the time, like four. And I was like, I'm going to buy them all immediately. Grace and I and the dogs are going to move into one. And then I'm going to let my friends, rent at a bargain basement price for the other ones. And am I a hero? Of course I'm a hero. Of course I'm a hero. And I did this for a couple nights on Zillow as I went to bed. Just, ooh, that's going to be nice. Oh, can't wait to park the car into that garage. It's an 8-car garage. I'll have to buy 7 more cars to fill it out. Ooh, look at that jacuzzi. I did this for 2 or 3 nights to the point where I convinced myself it was happening. Not in some prophetic, mystical way, but I just kind of assumed it did. That's the problem. Don't do that, kids. Troy says, Troy, of course, trivia question, as we said, first official caller into the Blathering Live on Monday show. First time I went to a casino was alone for my birthday, the week after I quit my job and the week before I moved home. Ran into my boss as I walked in, lost $100 playing poker, but won $300 playing slots. See, it's the false hope. It's the hope we all need to get by. What I want to know, Troy, what were you doing? You went to a casino alone for my birthday. That's an interesting view on life. I've been to Vegas once by myself. Had an amazing time. Hung out, did meet up with one of my longtime friends who now lives in Florida. I my cousin at the time lived out there. And that was fun to catch up with her and her family. But for the most part, she set me up. She worked at the time for a casino. She set me up in the suite. And I had like 5 days alone in Vegas. It wasn't quite Fear and Loathing, but it got there. It got introspective and dark fast. Also, I think it got alcohol poisoning. I don't know. Sometimes you got to lone wolf it. Yeah. This is why I do not understand the pushback against going to the movies alone. If you got to go with someone, okay. But there's just something so relaxing, freeing. You're just making your own decisions out there, out on the street for a living. It's like, it is like Black Diamond. PLD Project is here. Paul, check out Paul's recently uploaded review of the Acolyte trailer and this week's episode of The Bad Batch. It's up there. PLD Projects presents Holy Snokes and a couple of drinks. I will not be able to say it like that. But check it out. Love Paul's work. Paul's got such a relaxing voice. This is why I prop up other people's channels. Paul DiNuzzo's got secretly kind of a natural ASMR voice. He's a relaxing fellow. The mustache is a little aggressive, but he's a relaxing fellow. Okay. David McKay says, it's much easier to organize when you don't have other people to deal with. Yeah, that's kind of the thing. That's the challenge of life, right? That's the challenge of life. We all want to be alone, but we all want to fall in love. And then you fall in love and you're kind of like, alone was nice. Then you get alone again and you're like, well, comfort and companionship was nice. We all can't have what we want. That's the thing in life. There we go. Oh, Troy's got an answer to this here. Welcome to the Blathering Live. A couple more people checking in. We're going to open up the phone lines right quick. I think I got it set up right. It worked last time. We just had that little bit of a sound issue we had to deal with, but that's fine. Even if that's the case tonight, but I'm double a checking on my phone app setting. Here we go. Call deep. That's not what I wanted. There we go. All right, cool. It's supposed to forward to my phone, which goes into what I got going on here with the Rodecaster. Troy's got his answer up of what he was doing in the casino, and I realized there's also one other thing I didn't do, and I've got to do that. And we're doing that now. Otherwise, it just would have been on my phone. We could have done what Josh McCuga did in the old days of GPA, and I don't think he was wrong for it. A lot of times he just held his phone up to the microphone. All right, Troy's got an answer. Troy and his outdated beard and his profile picture. Some people check it in on Facebook. Some people watch it on Twitch. 22nd birthday, year after college, drove from UMass to Mohegan Sun, only 90-minute drive. Wostop was big at the time, so I was looking forward to World Series of Poker. Got it. And Bobby's Burger Palace. Fun times. See? You can't go wrong there. All right, I'm going to test one thing to make sure. I'm just going to make sure that the sound is playing, okay? It is. Okay. Did you all hear music? You're a little bit late. Did you hear the music? Then the sound's ready for the phone calls. You're like, Ken, aren't you a professional? Why didn't you set this up before? I don't really approach live streams strategically. I just kind of sit down. I spend more time making sure I have a Dragonberry Sprite drink. And then I go for it. Yeah, it was Moon Age. All right. You guys heard that. That's a good sign. We'll say this. The phone lines are open. Let's do this. The phone lines are open. You don't get them here live on air. You have to be a channel member. You should have a post available. And then also, if you're in the Discord because you're a Patreon supporter, or at least were at one time, you can call in there. There we go. Okay, see, it's doing the thing. It's not going. Oh, wait. No, it is. It is. Okay. Here we go. All right. Welcome to the Blathering Live. Who do we got on the phone here right now? Oh, nope. It didn't connect. Okay. Stay with me. Don't change. Don't change who you are. It is this thing. God bless it. I had it all worked out. No, it's paired to that. Well, that's frustrating. That's absolutely frustrating. All right. Lauren Romo's on the call. Lauren, don't worry. We're going to get you back on. Call again, okay? Call that number, and we're going to figure this out. All right? That's frustrating to me. You know, you run through everything. Okay, let me try to do that. Okay. All right, don't do anything yet. This is like watching Grandpa figure out the microwave. It's okay, people. It's okay. You're going to have fun. All right, welcome to the show. Who we got on the line? Hello? Oh, God bless it. Someone clip out this futility. Someone clip this out, because I'm going to end up drinking myself silly. There you go. All right. Now this should work. Hello. Welcome to the show.
It's Lauren again. What's going on, buddy?
Yep. It's okay. It's just, as Joseph Scrimshaw says a lot, too many things talking to too many things, and one too many buttons that you press or don't press. Lauren Roma, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good, buddy. So we got Technology 1-10-0 again?
Pretty much. I thought I had. I'm just really disappointed. It was supposed to forward to my phone, and it's lying. It's lying. It's not. But anyways, doesn't matter. You're here. You're here, Romo. What's on your mind? What's your question tonight?
What's going on, buddy? Okay, so here's a fun question for you and maybe for everybody in the chat.
Okay.
So what is a movie that people have said you have to see, but that you actually do want to see?
Okay.
Like one of those classics, one of those, you know, pop culture movies that everybody says, you got to see it. You got to see it. Usually I'm like pro. I don't want to see it just based on principle alone,
mm-hmm.
because everybody says you have to see it.
Right.
But what is that movie, though, that you are like, you know what? I do have to see that. You have one.
Okay.
Everybody else, throw them in the chat, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a great question because it also plays on my my stubbornness with pop culture and movies. I have no desire to see Dune 1 or Dune 2. No desire for that. I can say that Oppenheimer is on the list because I didn't see it, but it's so fresh.
Ooh,
and I don't think that's spirit.
That's on mine too, though. I agree. That's on mine too.
Okay. That's good. Because I chose Barbie that weekend, right? You chose Barbie that weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Now, if Ryan Gosling was singing in Oppenheimer, maybe I would have gone. I think because I have so many movies that I haven't seen and haven't taken part in over the years that I think, you know, I kind of want to answer Top Gun because I've never seen Top Gun.
Ooh, okay.
Never seen Top Gun. It is why Mark Ellis and I are not super close. We're close as friends, but we're not super close because I haven't seen Top Gun. And I was denied the privilege and the right to see it as a kid. My parents took that away from me. They didn't want me to watch that film. Open mouth kissing was the report. and as my mother said growing up, we don't support pornography with open mouth kissing on screen.
Right.
So I didn't care. I have never cared that I haven't seen it until Top Gun 2, which I have kind of seen on an airplane. I was watching over someone's shoulder. You know that feeling when you're like just kind of snooping on someone four rows up and you can see what they're watching?
That's right. That's airplane ride 101, 100%, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Guess what everybody else is watching and judge.
So that's kind of where I go with that is Top Gun, because Top Gun 2 seemed to move people so much that I was like, we'll do that. I got to see it. I think I got to catch up. So that's where I go with that.
That's a good one.
Do you have a couple answers there too?
Ooh, yeah. So for me, it's horror is not my genre at all. But everybody says you got to watch all of the Friday the 13th. You got to watch Nightmare on Elm Street. So those probably movies are ones that I guess I'd be interested in. But yeah, horror is not my genre. So like anything horror,
you
probably say, and I have not seen it easily 100%.
You get scared like me.
100%. Right.
Okay. Yeah, you get scared like me. I respect that. So I've never seen those films either, but I'm missing those because of my problem with getting scared. We do have some answers here. Titanic is the biggest answer I see right now. Mike Fink has also not seen Titanic nor Top Gun. Brian Tiller has not seen Titanic. I saw Titanic twice in the theaters like the same weekend.
Yeah, I've seen that theaters and obviously watched it a lot of times. Yeah, seen that.
Well, yeah, it's a given. I know you had the double VHS set. You had the big box double VHS set. I had it too. I absolutely had it too. You have to. You have to.
Right.
Love that there.
Right.
Yeah. John Mariano checking in on Facebook says the Before trilogy is a hole in my catalog. That's the Before Sunset, Before Sunrise one, right? The Julie Delphi, Ethan Hawke. I've only seen the first two. I didn't see the reunion.
I've never seen any of those. I might put it on the list now.
That's kind of there. It's kind of there. 8984M has been meaning to watch the Alien movies. That's one. I haven't taken – I think I've watched Alien 2. I think I've watched Alien 2.
I'm with you on that one, and I haven't seen Aliens either. That's on the list.
Okay. That's a great question. Great question. Troy says, I like to watch Final Destination on flights, and by on flights, I mean not on flights because I'm freaking out, because I watch Final Destination too many times. That crash in the beginning of Final Destination, is that the first one? A little too much. A little too much for me.
Yeah.
It fueled my fear of flying. I don't have a fear of flying anymore, but every once in a while I think about it. Because it's, you know.
I think that movie really put the fear, I think, people when you're driving behind a semi that's hauling logs.
Right.
Yeah, that I am moving all the way over, getting out of the lane.
Yep.
100%.
It, you know.
Just because of that movie.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely it is. I got someone texting me asking where the phone number is. It's on Discord. But it's also, if you're a channel member, it's posted. I did a post right before there to those asking them. Lauren, this is a great question. I appreciate you hanging with me while I try to figure out the technical side, which I'm still upset. I'm in the back end right now of my thing, and I have the call forwarding on. You sons of bitches. I have it on. I didn't do this wrong. I have it on. It's just not working. But that's all right. That's all right. Lauren, thank you so much. We'll be playing Fortnite soon, I'm sure. All right?
Yeah, definitely. All right, buddy. Take it easy.
All right. Oh, we got, look at this. We're not done. We're not done yet. All right. Here we go. You're on the Blathering Live. Who you got? What you got? What you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, is this Kingsport Cal? Has it finally happened again?
Oh, yeah, it's happened, buddy.
Cal,
when
was the first time we spoke to each other on a telephone? We did that. When did we do that? 2015, 16?
Probably. Don't ask me questions like that, Kim. My life is a blur.
What's on your mind tonight, my good friend?
Well, not too much. Congratulations on getting in touch with us like this.
Yeah.
So I've seen your little shenanigans on the... your old man, Cloud. But anyway, I've had a question for you, Ken.
Yeah, what's that question?
Nice to talk to you.
It's nice to be here with you.
Are you a cruiser? Do you cruise? Not. Don't think what I'm thinking. What I think you're thinking. I'm talking about, do you cruise?
So you're...
Well, you probably can't cruise because you're in Los Angeles.
And there's
but
some...
You know what I'm talking about?
There's some rules. Sorry. There's some rules to cruising, yes. So Kingsport Cal, for those who, in case the volume decreased on my settings here, Kingsport Cal is asking if I cruise. Now, knowing Kingsport Cal like we do, chat, that could mean something else. This could be about blurred lines in a committed relationship, Cal, right? That's where I thought you were going. But you're asking if I cruise in my car, if I get in a 57 Chevy and go up and down Ventura Boulevard?
Yes, that's what I'm asking you, Kim. You just cruise. You know what I'm saying? I like to cruise in my town.
I do.
I just like to see the what's going on, what's happening. You know what I mean?
Cal,
it makes me happy.
You and I are of the same mind here. I don't do it as much right now. Also, I don't drive as far, gas prices being what they are. But often, in my 25 years in L.A., if I go about 2 or 3 weeks and I haven't just gotten in my car and just drove around kind of aimlessly, maybe pick up a sandwich at a gas station, some sort of beverage of a non-alcoholic variety, of course. I love to just drive around. I feel connected to the city. And sometimes I'll go far. Sometimes I end up on the other side of Hollywood, downtown L.A., and then I make my way back home. And I just feel as though I'm feeling the pulse of the city, like it's a Michael Mann film or something.
You nailed it, kid.
See?
You nailed it. Now, wait a minute.
See?
I can't sing it, but I'm sorry, but the song, You Belong to the City. You got to have that in the cassette tape, in the car. Well, mm-hmm. CD, whatever.
I'll put a cassette tape in there.
And you gotta go cruise, man. Anyway,
you do it. No, you're right
it's
there.
It's not a question.
Yep.
I was just.
No,
it is a question.
It's a question, and it's a connection, Cal. It's a connection between us here that we separated by 3,000 miles in different states. Know that somewhere when I'm cruising, you might be cruising too.
Damn right, and you can also. This is an old ass movie quote. You can look up at the moon. You know what I'm saying?
Do I look up at the moon?
Both brothers in the same moon. Something like that. I can't remember the exact quote.
It's probably from a movie I haven't seen. But yeah, no, yeah, I love. We're blessed with a nice backyard here. And it faces the moon often at night. So I head on out sometimes, just bring the dogs, make sure there's no coyotes or skunks or possums, though they're friendly and quiet. And I just stare up at the moon. As George Harrison once sang, here comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. So I'm there with you.
You got the bad moon rising.
Bad moon rising indeed.
One more thing.
Okay.
I know.
Hit me.
Well, I know other people want to call in. Anyway, can you tell me, can you tell me something that you remember about your time in East Tennessee?
About my time in East Tennessee. Yeah. Okay. I love East Tennessee. A lot of time in 2008 into early 2009. Here's what I remember, and I've said this before in other ways. Do I want to know everyone's political views out there? Would I agree with them? I don't know. Probably not, but I don't need that. I don't need that in this scenario. Everyone in that town was just an absolute gem when it came to, there was a Jack in the, no, there was not a Jack, there was a Hardee's, and I would go get a strawberry and cream, like biscuit or whatever it was. Whether it was the Walmart in town, the Hooters, the Carmike Theater, or even the mall, I had a good experience. Oh, I think we lost Cal. Someone else is calling in. That's what I remember. Everywhere I went, I had fun hanging out and meeting the people around there.
Well,
all right, Cal.
All right, that's cool. You got other people calling. I appreciate
the phone lines are going tonight. All right, thanks, Kyle. There you go. We got our next call coming in. Oh, it might have just went away. Keep calling in, folks. I've got the phone lines open. You're all hanging out here with me on the Blathering Live. We are still, getting used to the phone call system. Because it's messing with my audio. So I do apologize for that. But the phone lines are open if anyone wants to call in. And if you're asking again, where do I call in? You have to be a channel member or a Patreon supporter and have access to the Discord. Or I suppose I could just eventually, the switchboard is lighting up, says David McKay. My mom was a switchboard operator. There we go. All right. You're on the air here at the Blathering Live. Who are you? Where are you calling from? And what you got?
Hey, Ken, it's Brennan.
Brennan Marr is in here calling on the phone. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love this. I love this, Brennan. How are you doing tonight, my friend?
Good. I'd like to give a shout out to Kingsport Cal, Bubby Cal, and Lauren. Lauren Romo was just on my podcast the other day.
God bless her. God bless her. God bless you.
I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Since you haven't seen Dune,
mm-hmm.
and don't really have any interest in it, that's fine. Is there a book out there that you would like to see made into a movie?
Ooh, a book that I would like to see made into a movie. Yes, absolutely. There's probably a few. I'm going to cheat a little bit here. Mm-hmm. All right, Brennan, if you don't mind me cheating. The first book in the series that I'm about to talk about was already made into a movie. He's also made into a rather famous BBC show back in the 80s. And that is Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. In 2005, a movie was made. I like it. A lot of people don't like it, but I like it. But that the movie was met with a little bit of meh, and so therefore the series didn't continue. I don't know if I need the series to continue. I don't know if I want a reboot, but Hitchhikers, but also Restaurant at the End of the Universe, and Life, with Life, Universe, and everything, and Mostly Harmless, all the books, the five books, well, there's six technically, but the five books in the increasingly misnamed trilogy. I'd love to see another take on that. Of all these things they're rebooting, like the rebooting Never-Ending Story to a series, fine, I got no hot take on that. But 20 years on, I'd love to see this movie revisited.
Interesting. All right.
What do you got?
I was going to say, your book.
My book?
Yeah, they should turn your book into a documentary.
A documentary, Why We Love Star Wars? Sign me up.
Yep.
Sign me up. I'll make it.
Yeah. As for me, I don't know. Because Dune is my favorite novel.
Okay. You love Dune.
So that's already taken care of.
Love it.
I mean, if in some alternate universe they made the original Thrawn trilogy into a movie.
Okay.
Like the original 1990s ones.
The Heir to the Empire. You want Heir to the Empire, just straight up. Maybe
get rid of some of the weirdness.
There's some things I'd probably want to change just in a lot of ways, but you wouldn't be alone in that. You'd probably be able to get a lot of people and a lot of people hoping that maybe that's what happens, obviously, with the Filoni stuff coming out, that there could be taken some of the things from it, and I'm okay with that. There's a lot of things I love about those books.
Indeed.
Love it. Brendan, that's a great question. We got some answers flying in. Hillbilly Scribbs talking about the Red Dwarf novels. He wants that one. Brian Taylor wants Lost Stars, speaking of Star Wars. And PLD, I don't know about his mustache, but PLD says the Dresden Files. He says there was a sci-fi series, but a movie made, right? And 8984M says it's being made into a series by Dan and Dave, but I'd love a three-body problem movie. So there you go. Some great answers.
Yeah.
Brennan, thanks for calling in. Yeah. When does your podcast episode, Page Turners, when does it air with Lauren Romo? When you got that one coming?
It already did.
It did.
I released it a couple of days ago.
Got it. Everyone, check that one out so you can hang out with Brennan.
We had a good time. We had a really good time.
You do indeed. Brennan, thanks for the call tonight. I'm sure we'll have more. Thank you for hanging with us tonight.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Thank you, Ken.
All right, let's get another one in here. The phone line, David McKay's not wrong. The phone lines are lighting up. We're taking calls live here on The Blathering. And who do we have right now?
Oh, hey, Ken. It's John from New York.
We got Johnny M. from Long Island calling in. God bless it. Out there, one of the most haunted islands in the world. Johnny, how you doing tonight?
I feel so old tonight, just trying to figure out how to call into the show.
It's funny because it's an old concept. This is very much the oldest of the oldest concepts. And I feel you. You got me trying to make it work right. And then we got you trying to even get in here.
Oh, just to make a phone call, the amount of difficulty I feel like I should be doing like an 80s I've fallen, I can't get up commercial right now.
I should be getting a clapper, which is fun. You know, I have never thought about it, that the fact that I have a an Amazon Echo or whatever it is, or Alexa, that does everything for me, it's kind of an updated clapper.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely one of those. I was coming in hot with a question for you, though. I know we're doing a lot of movie questions.
Okay.
But I wanted to do a food question for you.
You know, I love food. I have not eaten dinner tonight yet. So what do you got?
Well, this won't help you, but here in New York, we have, the Hostess cupcake brand.
Hostess.
And I was a fat kid growing up, and I really loved the Hostess cupcakes.
Okay.
And my favorite thing to do with them was to dissect them. They had this little swirl on top. I'd pull the swirl off, and then I'd pull whatever the frosted topping is, and I'd break it apart and eat the cream inside, and then eat. What's your favorite food, like junk food or any kind of food, to like dissect as you eat? Do you have a ritual?
Oh, God. Okay. First of all, I'm glad you were talking about food for a second there. I thought we were going to have to dump the call because we were getting I was getting hot under the collar talking about you pulling apart and eating the cream in the middle. Johnny, you got to warn me when you go blue here, okay? I think I don't pull apart my food. Like, I love Oreos, but I pop the whole thing in my mouth in one bite. That's what she said, giggity, all that stuff. I don't pull them apart. Sandwiches. If I get a sandwich, I don't pull it apart. It's all there, right? I squish it down and eat it. But maybe the thing I dissect or approach with surgeon's precision is like yogurt. I don't like, and I'm not talking frozen yogurt. I'm talking about like a yogurt from the store. I've grown up on that. I love it. It's a favorite snack of mine. There's some French yogurts I love right now that I first had in Paris, France, like a snooty foodie. But they're in the grocery stores now here. And I love stirring it probably excessively. Grace would tell you I stir it excessively. I love taking my time. I love even sometimes feel it. It's kind of weird. My old roommates used to make fun of me. I'll take a spoonful of yogurt and kind of gently rub it up against my lip. It's almost sensual, but I just want to feel the yogurt. It's just relaxing. It's almost ASMR in a little jar for me. And I have a very distinct approach to my yogurt.
I didn't think you were going to go yogurt, but I kind of want to try it now. And I'm a little hot under the collar myself now.
Yeah, when you hear me describe it like that, right? Absolutely. I also love the pregnant pause you took there as you processed me slowly rubbing yogurt over my lips. I appreciate it, Johnny.
Yeah. It was. I had the visual of it getting caught up in the beard there.
The beard needs a trim. Yeah, my beard is at quite frankly, a disgusting level right now. Even though it's not too poofy or long, the mustache portion, I'm pulling it off in cans, like a can like this. I think. I got to trim the beard. Otherwise, it gets all messy. Jen Murrow, also from Long Island, a Long Island connection, says, what the hell did I walk into? People are going to make fun of me, but I'm telling all of you, grab a yogurt and sensually touch your lips with a spoonful of yogurt. It's relaxing. It's calming. Everyone's going to mark me a crazy fool, but crazy fools change the world. That's what I say. Johnny. I have one question for you, though.
Sure.
Absolutely. I land in Long Island. You pick me up. Where are we going to eat?
I mean, you're a tough customer because you notoriously hate New York pizza. I think the first thing I'm going to take you to, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I've heard you complain about the floppiness of New York pizza and all that. We've ad nauseum had those conversations.
Yeah, New York pizza is flaccid. What do you want from me? It's flaccid. It limps and falls and collapses in your hands.
Well, and specifically, you said Long Island. I think your friend Jen Murrow can back me up. The first thing I'm taking you for is an egg sandwich.
An egg sandwich?
An egg sandwich.
I'm intrigued by this. Please describe the egg sandwich slowly and with the most sensual syllables you can find.
So I had our friends, Tom Wrestling, Jeff Saunders,
mm-hmm.
and Christy McGee, for a weekend in New York during the fall. And I have a spot, a deli near my house. It just makes the perfect egg sandwich. And it's no, there's no trick to it, right? Like, it's just the eggs are cooked with just the right amount of the greasiness and just the right amount of fluffiness. You know, the cheese is melted on top. If you want to put the meat on there, you can get the bacon, or you can get the sausage, or you can get it plain, and you get it on a roll, and it goes on one of these Kaiser rolls. They split it in half. You eat it hot. I got a lake near my house. We go over the Lake Ronkonkoma, sit by the lake, watch the geese, and eat an egg sandwich, and that's how you do it.
Sorry, you almost lost me at Lake Ronkonkoma watching geese or whatever, but all right, I'm on board for this. You know, so how close is an egg sandwich to an egg salad sandwich? Am I picturing the same thing?
Not at all.
Because
there's no mayonnaise, right? Like you want hot eggs as if you were making eggs in the morning for breakfast.
Okay.
So it's hot eggs on between two buns.
Okay.
With or without some cheese, with or without some meat. Preferably with some cheese. I prefer some meat. Some people don't.
Okay, you know, life.
And you enjoy it.
Life is about those choices about how much meat you want. It's Ronkonkoma. Ken Plume, he's got Long Island connections too. I'm surrounded by too many people from Long Island. Ronkonkoma. It sounds like someone who ran for local city government and lost.
Hey, you come here. We got all kinds of things. We got Yap Hank. We can take you all over the place.
All right, I'll get to this Long Island you talk about. I mean, I've technically been on it, right? Technically, I've been on it.
I mean, sort of.
Sort of, just not deep into the island. Maybe Jen Merle says I was going to say on a bagel, but why not? Okay. Yeah, I have a lot of questions about this. Ronkonkoma.
And Jen's not wrong. I just prefer my bagels with some cream cheese, like maybe some lox. I'm a food snob like that.
Get your sinful lox away from me. I know it's a regional thing. I know it's a popular thing at delis out here. I still to this day, I understand it's some sort of aquatic beast. I just don't understand what it's doing on a bagel.
You can put anything on a bagel, and the bagel saves the food.
The bagel saves the food. The bagel saves the food. Hi ho, Adario. The bagel saves the food. John, thanks for calling in. I'm sure there'll be a lot more. I'm going to open up the phone lines to others, but I appreciate you getting me hungry. Okay.
All right. Take it easy, Ken.
Thank you. Johnny M calling in. The phone lines are open. This has been a lot of fun, despite me being somewhat fixated and frustrated with my sound issues. It's blame StreamYard. We might just have to move this to OBS. I might just have, I use OBS for everything else. The only reason I like using StreamYard, it's easy. If I want to bring in other video calls, it's really easy. And then I can bring in comments like this. Jed Murrow saying, Massapequa. Which is what people from Long Island just randomly start yelling all the time, is what I think. There we go. All right. Real McCoy's here. Real McCoy says, hi, everyone. Happy hump day. It is hump day. And I feel as though it's already Friday, but not in that good end of the week way, but in the crap, what have I forgotten to do for this entire week there. Nick is here watching in on Facebook. Nick Truesdale said, what's good, Ken? Huge, huge, huge fan. Been following you since Collider. I'm glad you're here, Nick. I'm glad you're here. We're taking phone calls, and Hillbilly Scribs is saying, I got my phone pressed to my ear, and I'm giggling in a bar, but I'm also getting strange looks from fellow bar patrons. Don't get kicked out, okay? Whatever you do, do not get kicked out, Hillbilly Scribs. You do good things in the world. The calls are coming in. It's been a lot of fun. The phone lines are open if anyone wants to call in. How do you call in again for those who just might be tuning in right here, right now? Maybe you're watching on Twitch like Moto Roland, who left a comment earlier on Twitch. Thank you, sir. We have the phone number in the Discord if you're a Patreon supporter of mine at patreon.com/catnapsonk. Or if you're a channel member here on YouTube, which means you get to watch 20 Minutes of Coffee live like tomorrow's episode at 10 a.m. my time, though I am technically out of coffee. I'm going to figure out what to do. I might have to get up early, walk to 7-Eleven, get a blueberry coffee, and that's what I'll have. Maybe that's the plan. Maybe I'll get a blueberry coffee and a cherry cheese Danish from 7-Eleven. I think that's what I'll do. So if you have access to the phone and you want to call in, the phone lines are open. But don't forget, you can also ask questions here on the comments, whether it's Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube. Got a super chat, want to drop it so I can at least acknowledge the question. We will take that as well. PLD says, "May a morning with dragon fruit." You want a dragon fruit Danish? Or are you saying, are you suggesting that I drink my dragonberry adult beverage here? But I got to be careful. You know, it's so weird. The episode on Monday, the Blathering Live Monday, got demonetized. And I couldn't figure out why. I think I said the F word too early in the show. There's kind of a thing with YouTube where you can't swear too early in the video because then the AI bots that kind of review these things will pick up on it. And I guess if after a certain amount of time, the AI bots are like, oh, this is a charity church mouse, they're okay, they're not going to say anything bad, then you can do whatever you want, I guess, is how it works. I did appeal it, so we'll see what happens. Kingsport Cal says 30 seconds in, and he would know. Michael McCarcel says, I need to try that rum when I can drink again. For those who drink, and I know not everyone watching drinks, and I support all of our choices here, here's what I think. I almost turned away from Bacardi rum, from the Dragonberry rum, excuse me, the Bacardi Dragonberry rum. I saw it on the shelf. I asked to try it. And then I thought, this is not for me. And I think it was a societal pressure, a little bit of the patriarchy working its way in through my rum choices. It's an old school 80s mentality. Into the 90s, and quite frankly, still present. But the idea of like, ooh, I can't have dragonberry. I don't think that's for me. I'm a manly man. I couldn't have this drink. But the guy convinced me, and it worked, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Pointy Paul says, as long as it was worth it, it was something like, bleep, Disney making Star Wars into a bleep, bleep show. Yeah, it wasn't that. I think I just said the F word. Which makes me feel like a four-year-old when I say that. You're watching The Blather Live. We're hanging out. We're having fun. I do have to refresh at least my Sprite and think about what's for dinner. As we get ready to take more phone calls. If you want to call in, Kingsport Cal's called in, John Mariano, Brennan Marr, Lauren Romo. Brian Tiller told me he would never call in. Said he'd never call into the show. If I had my druthers, if I had my dream, I would gladly take a phone call from PLD Projects. The reason I take a call from him is I have so many questions about his mustache. That's why I mention it so much. I'm in awe of it. I have questions. It just makes me curious, turns me on a little. A lot going on. A lot going on in the world, indeed. I gotta plug back into news. I love the news. I love politics. It's one of my favorite little hobbies right now. I've been so busy writing this script about prophecies for this channel that I don't know if I can tell you while I'm writing for this channel. It's a YouTube channel that's completely outside of my normal channels of work. I'm having a lot of fun with it. But I have spent the last 7 to 9 days buried in prophecies based in and around World War II. And I have... I'm just emerging, so I got to connect back into the world. Brian Tiller is shy. He's the lead singer of a band. He shouldn't be shy. That's that. All right, so we're here for a little bit here. King Sport Cal says, why do you play just the tip with us? What is this work you speak of? I just don't know if I'm allowed to say I'm writing for them. It is a rather big YouTube channel. And thanks to my pal, Jen Murrow, who I hope right now is making an egg bagel sandwich right now that I can get off this show and swing over to her house and pick up. I don't even have to go inside. She can throw it out her window to me. But long story short, she helped me get this gig when I needed it. If y'all been listening to me since January, times were tough, lean. They're still kind of, it's touch and go right now. It's touch and go right now. But I got this little gig, part-time gig right for the YouTube channel, but it's things I've never written about before. A lot of research, a lot of debunking, a lot of wondering, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. Troy says something with someone named Simon. No, but you're speaking of Simon Whistler and all his channels. And I do enjoy his channels. He does Decoding the Unknown and mega projects and infographics or whatever it is. Yeah. He's got a lot of channels. I don't know how the guy does it. He does have a lot of people working. He has an entire team. But he has like 6 or 7 channels that he heads up, all of them followers in the millions. And they put out videos daily. And it's pretty impressive what they do over there. But no, I'm not writing for Simon Whistler. It's in the same genre, though. In the same genre is what I'll say. So there we go. PLD says, I wish I could call in. I'm just in a wind tunnel now. It would be an awful connection. Keep doing on call in next episode for sure. All right, that sounds like a threat. That sounds like an absolute threat. This has been a lot of fun tonight, hanging out with all of you. I enjoyed doing it on Monday. I don't want to lean on the phone calls all the time, so I don't want to sound like I'm begging. But if anyone else wants to call in, you know you got to do it. 894 AM says, I love debunkings. Reminds me I'm always learning something new. I love the debunkings, too. I have learned a lot about, as with a lot of history, this is an episode that's not, I just finished the script literally 10 minutes before I went live to air tonight. So it hasn't aired yet. But it's history based around World War II, we'll say, and some of the participants in World War II, if you know what I mean. And just taking a deep dive into some of the actual histories and some of the things we believe about this one particular organization that had a lot to do with World War II. It's not all true. And that's what I enjoy about the debunking, because in the debunking, you can learn the actual histories, learn how we can avoid those kind of histories from repeating and take that knowledge forward into other situations and see how those situations repeat. Talk about fascism here, right? I don't think that word's banned. That's been what's rewarding so far, is getting into all that. And, look at that. Yeah, John Mariano is a new channel member. Welcome, Johnny M. Now you can hang out with me on 20 Minutes of Coffee, an episode tomorrow. Love that there. Everyone's very happy for old man John figuring out YouTube here. Now I can only think of egg sandwiches. I love an egg salad sandwich. It's not a universally appreciated sandwich, and I understand why. Egg salad sandwich and tuna sandwich, which I jokingly sometimes call a tuna fish sandwich, which is technically correct. But much like Mike Fink and Chad, who has a problem with words like moist, a tuna fish sandwich just paints a certain picture that's not the most appetizing. There's something about it that sounds clinical. It's too clinical. But I am a fan of those two sandwiches. I don't know if they are the Jake Iacovetis' egg salad sandwich was PLD's nickname in high school. Chicken salad sandwich is good. Kingsport Cal. I bet Kingsport Cal, you make a good sandwich. I'm just drawn to these sandwiches that are outcasts from the world. Now, I will say, an American finally traveling abroad and hitting London, I've joked about this on the show before, but the weird combos of sandwiches that I saw in the convenience stores in London Absolutely tickled me. Just tickled me pink. And I'm not talking about the upper crust sandwiches that I enjoy. Those are all pretty straightforward. But it just was like pecan and raspberry and bratwurst. It was just the weirdest combos of sandwiches. Japanese egg sandos. Yeah, got to get to those too. I try to limit my intake of egg salad sandwiches and tuna sandwiches in public. And living with Grace, I don't want to put her through that. So I do kind of pull back on those a little bit. I do pull back on those a little bit, but I do love those sandwiches. A chicken salad sandwich is so funny. That was the meal Harloff and I, around 2007, when I was the security director at the farmer's market. He would come almost every day down. He'd walk down and we'd get a lunch at a place called Phil's Deli. And I think every lunch he'd get a chicken salad sandwich. And then I would get it too. And we just sat there, two young gentlemen with the futures in front of us, devouring chicken salad sandwiches as we talked about the pilot. They was planning. We're getting into weird food combos here. Ken Plume's talking about a Wawa gobbler. Sounds like I don't know about that. A Wawa. I don't think I've ever been to a Wawa. I know Plume loves the Wawa. It's regional. No Wawas out near me. Let's find that out. Kingsport Cal says, that's a nice memory. Why don't you shut up, Cal? I'm typing in right now, nearest Wawa to me. Let's find this out. Let's solve this together. I mean, no. No. Nothing. Near me is a Food Mart, a Wawa Cosmetics, and King Wawa Entertainment. I'm definitely sans Wawa. Breaking news, John Mario says Ken Plume is correct. The gobbler is a perfect Sammy. I'll be the judge about it. What's in it? Plume, what's in it? I don't know why you're not calling. What's in it? Oh yes, I know why. You're not a channel member. You're a channel super chatter though. You're off the hook. I can maybe text. I can maybe get you in here. Hold on. I can figure this out. I want to know more about this gobbler. We're live on air. This is like an old-style AM radio show where we call and talk about weird things. No one's called and asked about aliens yet, which I'm thankful for. So the answer is they're not real. But I'm happy to discuss it. In fact, if you've got a story where you're like, no, I'm pretty sure I've seen an alien, I want to hear it. I want to know. And I'm not going to tear you apart. I think I've seen something too. Summer 2001, I've said that before. Just nothing going on right here, right now. That's what I'll say. Okay. Mariano sent me a Wawa. I'm looking at the Wawa thing. I'm looking at the Wawa thing. I can order now. Oh, here's the gobbler. It's hot turkey season. All right. Okay. That sandwich, I definitely would try this. But let's be honest. This sandwich looks as though you've taken... This sandwich looks as though you've taken leftovers and squished them into a sandwich. All right, let's see if we can do this here. All right, Mr. Plume, you got to get right to me and convince me about the gobbler.
I can't believe you sent me a photo of a phone number.
What do you want from me? I'm on the fly here. I don't have a producer.
We're going to get to your producer. The Wawa Gobbler.
The Wawa Gobbler
is a Thanksgiving meal in sandwich form.
Okay.
It is turkey, it's stuffing, it's cranberry sauce, it's all on a freshly baked roll.
Okay.
It is, and gravy. If you want a Thanksgiving dinner as a sandwich, it is that. And it is every bit as ridiculously filling as you can possibly imagine, unwieldy as a sandwich, which makes a good sandwich.
Right.
You want some slop for your sandwich. That elevates it.
The concept of let's take a meal and squish it in between bread, I'm with you on that. I got no fight with that. I don't have a fight with the sandwich, by the way. There's perhaps an inherent jealousy that I don't get to experience it that's maybe putting up walls around the sandwich for me. How messy? I'm going to read the description of it here. How messy is it? Is it a fork sandwich?
You can eat it with your hands.
Okay. Oh, you
can. I would
can.
Say, you know what? I mean, it is the fact that when you're introducing gravy to bread, you're going to have some difficulty digging into it no matter what you use.
It's going
to
get squishy.
Your hands or a fork.
Yeah.
But it does squish. It has some give to it, unlike your standard sandwich might have that.
Okay.
Where you take a bite and everything comes out the other end of it because the bread has no give.
Everything generally is going to come out the other end of it with me and these sandwiches. But yeah, all right.
Well, that's the dream, Ken.
All right, so I'm going to read this to you. Jake Iacovetta in chat says, I mean, there's gravy, it's a fork sandwich. But I like, it sounds like what Ken is saying. By the way, Ken is the host of a wonderful YouTube channel under his name. But check out his shows, Open Chat, Force 5, and more. I'm going to read this description to you, Ken. You tell me what's going on here. Our hot turkey is so customizable, you can wah-wah your way. I don't know what that means. Try the hot turkey gobbler bowl with a base of mac and cheese, roasted veggies, hot turkey, and tart cranberry sauce. Oh, so this is the bowl. You can get this as a bowl sans bread. But if I'm doing this, I'm getting the bread.
The bowl that adds the mac and cheese as a layer to it.
So you can't get the mac and cheese on the sandwich version, just the bowl. Okay.
I would bet you that if you asked, they would put it. That's what WoW was all about. To your own detriment, they will make it your way.
It's the Burger King of East Coast sandwich distributors? Okay.
Yeah, it's how Burger King used to be.
Yeah.
It was the promise of Burger King that no longer is delivered. Now, Walmart.
We're really putting Burger King to the flame broil.
Don't put your receipt on the sandwich if you want.
I love. Okay. Okay. Look, I'm looking at the picture. John Mariano sent me a picture of it. It is graphic. It's graphic. It's a graphic picture. It's a lot. Brian Tiller in chat calls it a gut bomb. I don't disagree with that, but I'm gonna try it. If I get out there, it's a seasonal sandwich, right, Ken?
It is. I have found it to be generally a seasonal sandwich. But it's one of those things that sometimes they just surprise you and go, it's back. Why? We don't know. We found some turkey.
We got some turkey in the freezer. It's hot turkey season. All right.
Someone found some cranberries. We're making magic.
Okay, here's the question. I know it's not hot turkey season, but are Wawa's
my go-to at a Wawa?
Well, yeah, I want to. You're right. I want to know your go-to at a Wawa all seasons. But there's got to be a Wawa in Boston, right? Is Wawa in Boston? Because I'll be there, and I got some downtime.
There is a chance it has made its way into Massachusetts.
Mm, that's not confidence.
It is. I believe their main focus right now is Pennsylvania, Jersey. Then it skips to Virginia. Then it skips down to Florida.
So, I don't know. There's a lot of ties to the wrong side of the Civil War, this brand is what I'm hearing here, and also Florida.
Or it's a lot of tie to, you know, snowbirds that flee south and try to bring Wawa with them.
That's fair. All right. I'm going to find out if I can try one in Boston, but you take us out of this phone call here, Ken, with your Wawa sandwich of choice.
I want a classic Italian
on
just a regular roll, foot long, because I want to have what I will consider at the time to be extra for later, but never makes it that far
because
it's gone.
Yep.
I will add some provolone as the cheese for it with the meat medley that you would standard get on an Italian hoagie.
A meat medley.
I want some oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper.
Love that.
Some mayo,
yep.
Some lettuce and tomato.
Okay.
And I want it cut in three pieces, so it's not too big, unwieldy pieces.
Right. Right.
You
okay.
The middle section, and then you end with the ends.
This is great. You're to the man are born, sir. You appreciate sandwiches. This is why we're friends and why we play Fortnite. And we'll probably do it a little bit later tonight. And I'll probably go get a sandwich. I'm so hungry. I might have to walk up to a Subway and see if I can get the closest to a turkey gobbler.
You have amazing delis. We have in LA. You don't need to go to Subway.
We have amazing delis.
A great town for delis.
None of them are open right now. And the closest deli, like mom and pop deli sandwich place next to me, everyone in that store is an asshole. I've been there and I feel like I can't go back.
But don't go to even the fast service chain ones. Don't go to Subway. You've made so many mistakes in your life if that's what you're going to.
But are you pushing me towards the Jersey Mike's, getting it Mike's way?
Or a firehouse or something that's not Subway.
I don't even think we have a firehouse sub.
Pick the least problematic of the chains.
Well, look, Firehouse, all right, it's not Cop House sandwich. So, all right, let me see if Firehouse Subs Burbank. All right, okay. They're not far. Well, it's too far for me to get regularly, but there's one. There's a Firehouse near me.
And if you were to ask our mutual pal, Hal, he also, I think, from Jersey, I always get him confused. Jersey Mike's is the non-problematic one, right? That doesn't have the
Jeremy
Game Hunter.
What's the John's one? I almost said Jeremy John's, our YouTube movie reviewing friend.
Jimmy John's. That's the horrible one. Yes. No.
Yes.
Jersey Mike's also a good substitute for a good Italian hoagie.
Okay.
And Hal stands by them as a great place to get a Philly cheesesteak that he'll approve as a Philly cheesesteak.
If
he has high standards.
Yes.
As a Philadelphian,
he's got high. Okay. I love that. This is wonderful.
I love this for you.
Thank you. I'm going to have a good dinner. That's what I'm going to have.
You have a great dinner. And don't you tell me later you got Subway because you gave up.
But I can't move the cars tonight. The trash cans are out. So we'll see. We'll see if I can get some at 7-Eleven.
That's a weird euphemism.
It is. Thanks for calling in, Mr. Plume. I'm sure I'll see you again on the show. Ken called in with some sandwich talk. You know, I love that GD sandwich talk, everybody. Big Lou is here. Big Lou calling in from the Deep South. Publix subs or nothing. Don't have a Publix either. I don't think Kingsport Kyle's asking about a Blimpies. Don't have a Blimpies. We do have some good spots. There is a liquor store near my mailbox center where you all can ship me wonderful prizes and gifts listed on my website. There is a liquor store that has sandwiches in the back, and it is an older Russian family that owns it. And I do enjoy it. I'm happy to support them, but they're not nice either. They're not nice either. And Jake Iacovetta says, where did Jake said this? There it is. Jake says the only acceptable hot turkey sandwich is gravy. No, that's not what Jake said. There you go. It's not a good sub if the bodega owner isn't an asshole. That's kind of true. I'm intimidated by most bodega owners in the greater New York area. I don't know what about it. Big Lou's got, he used to be a general manager of a Firehouse Subs way back before they were franchised when they were just a local Jacksonville place. Look at the history on that. My God. We're learning a lot about all of you here today. This is the Blathering Live. We're here for a little bit more. If you want to call in and you're a channel member, you get access to that phone number. If you are on Discord because you're a Patreon supporter of mine, or we're a Patreon supporter of mine because I can't kick you out of the Discord, I guess. You're able to get that there. So there you go. That's how you can call in. I'm enjoying my Dragonberry rum and Sprite. Which I am almost drinking too much. It's become like, I don't even see it as an alcoholic beverage. I see it as just a beverage, which is dangerous. That's when it starts getting really dangerous. Kate is here, and Casey's in the Midwest has some great food. What's on a Casey's menu? There's a long-running joke that anytime I go on a live stream like this or Twitch, I end up talking about food. It's because I generally broadcast at what would normally be my dinner time. And I want to be present here with you all. I want to have a give and take relationship. I want this to be an equal relationship, but I'm often just thinking about food, which I don't think often during the day. Despite my build, I don't think about it often during the day. You know what I've had for lunch today? I had a 7-Eleven peanut butter and jelly sandwich that I got last night. I actually got it for Grace, and she didn't want it. She had an Uncrustable. She wanted a jelly fix. She got an Uncrustable. So I ate that sandwich today for lunch, and I ate two Baby Bell cheese balls, or whatever those are. What are you going to do? The caller's starting it. Michael McCarson says he needs to stream after dinner, man. Yeah, but the problem is I'm trying to at least capture some UK fans right before they go to bed. If I start at 5, it's a late night for them. I'm already lost. But that's why Four Center starts at 2 o'clock, right? We want to catch the late night UKers, but I'm trying there. Super chat from our buddy, Real McCoy. Real McCoy says, favorite place to get a burger. Most favorite place to get a burger. Not counting fast food, right? Not counting fast food. Let's leave that out of the conversation. There is a place in Studio City called Jack's Hamburger Stand, and that used to be absolutely positively one of my favorite places to get a burger. And in keeping with the theme, the guy, I don't even know if it was Jack. Jack's Hamburger Stand had been there for a while, but the guy who ran it, who owned it and was cooking, was kind of an asshole as well. There was one time, your name is green now, Jake, because you're a channel member. Look at that. You're a YouTube channel member here. Your name is green. I went with a couple friends. It is a hamburger stand on the side of a road in an intersection in Studio City. You go up to the window, the little window, and you order. There was three of us. You're going to split the bill, right? It was one of those occasions. Or we were going to order independently, right? But then the guy took our orders. So that was the problem, is we weren't going to split the bill or do anything weird. We were going to all individually order and pay. It was my friend Tim. I think my friend Joe Ruggiero was there, who now lives in Arizona. And we start to order. I order, and I pull up my card, and he's like, no, all of you. And we're like, oh, no, we'll do it. And he goes, no, all of you. And so we all put our order in, and then we all kind of pull out our cards to pay. And he points at my friend Tim, and he goes, you're paying. You. And we couldn't argue. He was so fierce about it. He wasn't yelling, but we were going to mess with Jack. So Tim paid, and this was before Venmo, before Cash App or any of that stuff. So we had to figure that out. But goddamn, he made a great burger. And he also made great tacos and burritos and quesadillas and sandwiches. He had it all there. I mean, it was like a one-stop shop. He did it mostly by himself. But unfortunately, just recently, one of my friends went there and got really sick. And it's off the menu. I just can't trust it. I just can't trust it. I don't, you know? Sorry, Jack. I don't know. But that was my favorite spot to get. I kind of love those places too. It is kind of I don't go to a lot of the diners, but I love the, hole in the wall. You order, you don't make a lot of modifications. Some crusty guy sweats into your meat as he cooks it. I'm good with that. All right, we do have an answer on that restaurant there from Kate. They have their own chips, sodas, jerky, candy. We love Casey's in my house. Casey's, check it out. All right, phone call coming in here. Look at this shit right here. All right. On the phone right now, ladies and gentlemen, is the lead singer of the Moonagers. They're going to have some new music coming out, maybe in late April, we hope, which is a birthday month for both of us. Please welcome to the show Fortnite player extraordinaire, Brian Tiller. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm great. We got people listening to you. You told me you weren't going to do this. You said no to this.
I know. Well, Plume called, and I said, oh, man, so I figure I got to call in. I got to think of some kind of question and ask you.
Yeah, you got to get over it, and then also you can't let Plume one-up you.
No. He usually does it on Fortnite, so I figured I got to at least call, and I got a Beatles question for you, actually.
Beatles question. Hit me. Fab Four.
My favorite band. I think it's your favorite band.
Yeah.
And more specifically, want to take on this, you know, little side detour from food.
Thank you.
Ask about specifically George Harrison, and more specifically, what would be your three top songs of his? It could be solo. It could be with the Beatles.
Of George?
Either or. Specifically George. He's my favorite.
Yes. I would say... I Need You from the Help soundtrack album. You don't realize how much I need you. It's early George. Love that. I would then go to, God, it's really hard. Like Wawa is good, but Art of Dying. I'll go Art of Dying. I Need You.
Ooh.
Art of Dying. Really love that one. Then there, you know what? Hold on. I'm gonna make sure I get the title right because I'm so bad. But on his final album,
I'm the same way. I could never think of it.
Used to, never miss any of this stuff. Yes. Okay. There's some great songs on his final album, Brainwashed, which was released after he passed away. Any Road. Never Get Over You is a great song, but Looking for My Life is my other favorite George Harrison song.
Check it out.
I'll play it on Pop Rock and Radio. Pop Rock and Radio is currently on an unexpected hiatus. I'll return probably in early April after I get back from Boston. But Ken Plume claims George loved Wawa. It's possible, George Harrison. He loved car racing and gardening. Why not Wawa? And PLD agrees with me. He says Looking for My Life is a great song. So that's my answer. What do you got?
Oh, I love Rubber Soul and Revolver. They're almost like a double album. If I Needed Someone has that jangly, just I love that song with George's.
Yep, it's a great one.
I love the sucker for Tax Man. I just love it. And then just the old standards, the top hits, stuff like Here Comes the Sun. I think it's so uplifting and bright and happy. Those would be my.
Yep. Look, it's
today. Yeah. My lists change all the time. And totally. So that's today. Probably tonight, it'll be a different list.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That's the thing about when you're a fan of someone like the Beatles or Rolling Stones or someone big. I imagine Taylor Swift fans, and I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I just don't know her music. You might go through this. I go through it with Gaga sometimes. Like, as a Lady Gaga fan, like, Bad Romance is absolutely, like, one of my favorite Gaga songs. I'm not gonna move off of that just because it was a big, giant hit that was everywhere. Maybe people got tired of it. I love that song. So... I'm with you on the George stuff where something's a great too. I absolutely love that. I'm moved by that.
Yeah. I think one of most covered songs.
Most covered songs. Kingsport Cal points out Wham on Guitar Gently Weeps. Even Joshua Bernard points to Traveling Wilburys and End of the Line, a George led song. I love all that. They're great for a reason. And sometimes the answer is the answer. But yeah, you're right. And tomorrow it will change. Tomorrow, my answers will be like Gone Troppo, Cheer Down, and Tax Man too, or something like that. So,
exactly. One more question, and I'll let the show continue.
Okay.
You said Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. I'm about 25 minutes in to the show that dropped a couple of days ago. Do you have interest in watching that?
What, on Disney Plus?
Yeah, on Disney Plus.
Yes, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. It's 3.5 hours. I thought I saw.
Yeah. I'm going to watch that.
So long.
I'm going to watch that.
I'm watching it in pieces. Like episodes of Bad Batch. I'm about 20 minutes in and I think I'll just tackle it in 20 minute bits.
No, I think that's how, like, I appreciate Taylor's position in society right now. And I'm here to defend her on a lot of things, you know, I just enjoy what she brings into the world. I enjoy some of her music, but I just don't know it as well. But this is when you watch things like this. I am just a rabid Lady Gaga fan now. That wasn't always the case, but the thing that really pushed me forward was watching 5'2", the Netflix doc, and just getting an intimate portrayal of who she was and who she was to that point in her career right before Star Is Born, all that stuff. And I had a deeper appreciation and a deeper understanding of her as a giant artist. So I think I'll watch stuff like that and, get to it. Eras Tour Taylor's version, says David McKay. I'll watch it.
All right, you're wearing a black shirt. Lift up a little bit. Is it a selfish plug here?
Oh, no. This is for Mothma. I wore the Moon Agers on Center the other day, and it's a dirty shirt. I change my shirts at least once a month, maybe. So.
Well, I was looking for a selfish, shameless plug, but hey, next time.
There you go. Tiller, you called in. You did it. You overcame some fears. And I love it.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Let's get to writing some songs. Let's do it. All right, Brian Tiller in, calling in. This has been a lot of fun. Ken Plume says, new Moon Agers music when? We're going to release. We have two things we were working on, and then we had that incident on KLOS that kind of dampened our fires a little bit. It didn't put the fire out, but it dampened the fire a little bit. So we're all kind of emotionally recovering from that. And we got a couple songs we're working on. They're great songs. One's, dare I say, Elliot Smith inspired, and the another one is very Britpoppy. Another call coming in. I'm going to answer it here. We also got some super chats I'm going to get to as well. We are going to take a call, though, right here, right now, live on the air. Who you got? Who's calling? Oh, the call ended. It dropped off. That happens. It happens. Call again. I do feel like my old radio days. Just pick up that phone and call again. While they're calling in, I'll look at the super chats. Oh, no, there. There they are. All right. Trying again. All right. Now this has worked. You're on the air here, blathering live. Where are you calling from? Who is this? What you got? Hello? You're on. Yes.
Hey.
What's going
on? This is Yacovetta, brother.
Jake Yacovetta calling in. Oh, that's interesting. I thought for a second it was someone else because it was giving you a weird call origin. Jake Yacovetta, new channel member. He's calling in. Jake, this is amazing. What do you got?
Hey, sorry. I had the audio going and I was like 10 seconds behind.
Oh, this is like the old thing. This is the old radio days. Turn your radio off, sir. Turn your radio off. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, nah, I'm here now, brother.
Love it. What do you got, man? What's your question for the show tonight? Thank you for being a channel member.
Apparently I'm able to be a channel member quicker than John Mariano was because he's a fuck.
Love it.
No, I don't have a question, man. I just wanted to say what's up, bro.
Oh, that's good, man. Let me ask this question. What kind of facial hair you got right now? What are you sporting?
So last time you saw me, I just had the chin strap, right?
Yep, you had the chin strap. Very powerful chin strap beard.
Yeah, now I kind of elevate it up my face, so I'm very, very hairy at the moment.
Very, very hairy. I love this for you. I love this for us.
Oh yeah, I love it for you too. And I'm getting closer and closer to your gray hairs. So
it happens fast. I'm predicting I'm about 4 months away from a big white Santa beard. But it happens fast, Jake. It happens fast.
Yeah, I'm probably about 2 or 3 years away from catching up. I mean,
yeah,
I might look like a young man, but I'm almost 40. So, whatever.
You know what? You're lived in, and that's okay. It's okay.
I'm lived in. Who is living in me?
You're lived in. You got some rust. Don't we all? I think that makes you even more sexy.
I mean, just as long as it has nothing to do with Paul DiNuzio, I'm good.
You know, you can keep your distance from DiNuzio and you're okay.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say what's up, man.
Thank you for calling in, Jake. Thank you for being a channel member, and I appreciate it. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for checking in. And grow that beard out, man. Keep it going.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jake is off, and I'm going to get to these super chats. We also got a question for Force Ghost Conversations. And we are going to clear it. Let me clear it. Jay Seed asks, thanks for the super chat. Pour a little gas on the pyre of hope. Ken has a light. I don't even know what that means, Jay Seed, but I love it. I like burning things. If this is a question about me starting fires, I have a fire pit in the backyard, and ever since I was a little kid, I'm not a pyro. Don't accuse me of that. Don't accuse me of that. But I used to love, I'd go to my great aunt and uncle's house in Green Valley Lake, and it's up in San Bernardino Mountains, and they had a big fireplace in the cabin. It's cold outside, 20 degrees or lower, sometimes 20 below, snow. And I would sit there about 7, 8 years old. They'd start a big fire, logs and all, and I would just see what I could burn in the fire. I would throw like a tissue, but I wouldn't throw it directly into the fire. I'd throw it close to the logs, but a little bit away to see how quick it would catch on fire. That didn't leave me. I do that now. You can ask people like Joe Starr and his wife Torlin, or Mark Ellis, or Josh McCuga, who've been at my fire pit, Joseph Scrimshaw, Sarah Scrimshaw. I spend a lot of time stoking the fire and then seeing what I can burn in the fire. But not, again, not by throwing it directly into the flames, but throwing it close to the flames. So, Jay Seed, whatever you meant, you're actually right. You got me. Toy Master, thank you for the super chat. Did Yoda keep a secret? He knew about the Sith. This is a little Star Wars chat here. We actually went into some of this on Force Center recently, where we had the question posed to us, is Yoda overrated? He made some mistakes. And I can't remember all the words we said, but I wouldn't call Yoda overrated, but I wouldn't call him perfect, and that's not the point. Yoda's existence very much is to teach, and failure is the greatest teacher, as he said, right? So I don't hold Yoda too close to the flames on that stuff. Fire talk again. But a lot because of what's going on with the Acolyte trailer. I don't want to go into details just in case Maddie Gunner is watching. So Maddie Gunner, if you see this later and you're trying to watch the show blind, skip over the next couple minutes. But when Ki-Adi-Mundi and Mace Windu are talking about, well, it's impossible, Qui-Gon, that you saw a Sith because the Sith have been extinct for a millennia, or whatever the exact quote is. That's not accurate. It's not accurate. The Sith did exist. They've been in hiding for all those years, rule of two and whatnot. But the question I think people are starting to ask, and this I think is Toy Master is kind of saying here, did the Jedi kind of bury this truth? Was the answer, and maybe Ki-Adi-Mundi believes it, maybe Mace Windu and Opo Rancisis, or maybe even some of the Jedi of the High Republic era, did they believe that the Sith were extinct? Because at some point, someone said so. Someone in the Order said so. And Yoda's been around a bit. Maybe he was aware of that. Or maybe he didn't know. What did they know and what did they believe is the big question. And I think we're going to find some of that out in the Acolyte. I still don't think the thing we've seen in the trailer, again, I'm trying to protect Maddie Gunner if he's watching, the red blade we saw in the trailer, I don't think that necessarily belongs to a Sith. It could belong to just a dark side user or someone who claims her Sith or wants to be Sith, an Acolyte who's trying to become one. We'll find out. But I think we'll get that answer. And then maybe I can come back to that and say, did Yoda keep a secret? Or did Yoda not know? That's kind of where I go with that. Thank you for the super chat. Question from Forced Ghost Conversations. Great podcast. Why is it great? I've been on it. Is that the only reason that makes it great? No. But it was a lot of fun. Have I not been? No, we talked. No, I apologize. I'm going to be on it. We talked about being on it. It's still a great podcast. All right, any opening day traditions, Ken? Go Phillies. Well, that's horrible. And Force Ghost Conversations does point out, Red Blade does not automatically equal Sith. Exactly. Any opening day traditions, go Phillies. The Phillies thing's unfortunate. All right, go Yankees. But any opening day traditions? No, not anymore. Not anymore. I used to, because, you know, often I'd be working, even in security days, I'd be working. So I always, this coming Sunday, I draft my fantasy baseball team with my co-owner friend Corey. And it's going to be fun, early morning Sunday drafting. And then you get all your players. And opening day is about getting those first fantasy baseball stats for me. So that's been a tradition for 25 years or so. Prior to that, especially when I was at school, it was just running back. I used to race back as fast as I could from school, whether it was on the school bus or mom picking me up or walking. And I loved seeing the first images of a new season. And spring training is what it was. But I loved seeing the first images of a new baseball season. Because for me, I looked at it as living history. It sounds dramatic, but I was a dramatic kid, I guess. So I remember watching opening day in 1989. We'd just come from the 1988 season with the Dodgers, Kirk Gibson, the home run against the A's. It was history, man, history. And I remember watching opening day 89, coming home, watching a TBS broadcast, Atlanta. It might have been Atlanta versus the Dodgers. I don't know. I thought it was because I remember, like, Pedro Guerrero, but even then that might have been a year earlier. So maybe it's 88 because he does end up in the Cardinals at the end of the 88 season. And I just remember thinking, this is him. I'm watching a new season that we're going to be talking about decades from now. And that used to be my little opening day tradition, just seeing the new images of a new chapter in baseball's history. I sound like Bob Costas, but I truly do mean it. We're around the corner. PLD says, the Jedi plead the fifth on the Sith. That's wordplay, Paul. You're close to getting banned. Question says 8984 M. Thoughts on sports betting with the recent scandal with Shohei's interpreter? I don't know the scandal. What's the scandal? Oh, no. Is there a scandal? Shohei. Okay. All right. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, wow. Okay. Dodgers break silence on firing Shohei Ohtani interpreter amid gambling allegations. Manager Dave Roberts is scheduled to address the media later tonight. Ruh-roh. The translator is identified in multiple reports as the connection to an alleged sports gambling operation funneling $4.5 million from an account linked to Ohtani to Southern California bookmaker Matthew Bauer, who is the target of a federal investigation. Is Ohtani clean? What's going on here? He's been terminated. The interpreter's been terminated. Wow. Okay. Interesting. I don't know. I have to get a little bit more on that there. Big scandal, says Haskell. Alan Smithy works on Ken Burns movies. You're an archivist. How did I not know this, Alan Smithy? Now we're best friends. I love Ken Burns. And Force Ghost, I do want a 11th inning of Ken Burns baseball. Now they're saying Shohei was robbed. This from our buddy Eddie Haskell, checking in from New York. Trusty Yankee fan on this. This is interesting. I don't know what to think about this. In terms of gambling, the overall question on sports betting, it goes back to the joke I was making earlier about playing slot machines kind of being sinful. Ohtani paid the bill supposedly to the gambling company on his behalf. So, meaning, extortion type of situation going on, that the interpreter got into some trouble and Shohei bailed him out. Okay, that's interesting. Look, we are, especially with teams in Vegas now, the unwritten rules, the boundaries have been crossed. Even though you had Jimmy the Greek back in the day on like CBS football, given the odds, even though you'd go through those odds on SportsCenter on Friday, they never fully embraced it. Probably because of the underworld ties and the stigma around sports betting. But then they embraced it. And then you got FanDuel and all that stuff going on. Problematic in a way because it can be addictive. But now with the Raiders in Vegas, possibly the Oakland A's in Vegas, hockey in Vegas, that's not the only place that sports betting happens, of course. The lines have been blurred, and I've wondered, without sounding like I'm on a moral high horse who doesn't, like, I've placed some bets. I might do it if I get to Vegas in April. Ellis is out there. I might go meet him out there. I'll place a baseball bet down. Got no problem with that. But I think the lines can be blurred. And that's kind of, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I didn't pay attention to that. I'll find out. I'll find out more. We're almost done here. Thank you all for hanging out with me. We try to do this every Wednesday. When I can't do it Wednesdays, I move it around. Don't forget 20 Minutes of Coffee. Be live tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific. You can watch it live by becoming a channel member, but it goes up to the public after. Thanks for those who are hanging out with me. Thanks for those who became channel members or left a super chat. It definitely helps. I appreciate that. But thank you to all people who called in tonight. We're going to keep tweaking the system. I'm not super happy with the fact that I have to kind of worry about the sound quality because it's not forwarding to my phone, which is connected to my Rodecaster. We'll figure it out. Don't y'all worry. I also got the Discord, a voice chat channel that we can use as well. Like the video. Do all those things that you do. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet. I appreciate all those kind of YouTube-y things. We're having fun. We'll see you soon. New episode of Our Biggest Win comes your way this weekend. That's it. Bye-bye.